This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Adventures through time, keeping us fed.
Black Country Live Museum is a pretty cool place to find out about the places we've come from.
And not just the places, it's great to find out about the people behind our history too.
Look, there's a sweet shop. The window's full of jars of sweets. And yum, my favourite, rhubarb and custards. Whoa, what's happened?
It's become very green. Pretty cottages and people digging their gardens. And is that a pigsty?
Well, you can't live on sweets, whatever period you're from. Let me welcome you to the 1880s. Folk need some wholesome food. Over there at the Tilted House live the Meredith family. That's John, the eldest son, and his sister Mary.
Here, I'm standing on our tater patch.
Sorry, I guess growing your own food is the easiest way to feed a family. And whoa, the house really is tilted, isn't it?
That'll be the mines under the ground, making the earth unstable. Still, you'll find it cosy enough and far finer than some round here.
John, it ain't right to boast. But it's true, Father's worked hard to make it comfortable, even if he ain't quite straight. With rugs and chairs and even a piano. I'm learning to play. Well, when we're not at school or helping in the garden.
Wow, you keep busy, don't you? And what's that amazing smell?
Mother's pies and bacon. Oh, it's like a delicious stew. Queen Victoria herself would be happy to taste it. All Mother's rock cakes in Boston. Not all is for us, though. Them potatoes you're walking on, we sell them right here to others. It's quicker than going to the market.
The growth of the railways in the late 1800s made it easier for fresh food and goods to be transported to and from the Black Country, and sometimes from every corner of the empire. Sugar from the Caribbean, tea from India, all for the taking and the right price, of course. But garden plots would continue to be important to folk to help them feed themselves or make a little money selling to others.
Where are we now?
This looks like Granny's High Street. There's a butcher's and a baker's and a general store.
What's a general store?
It's a bit of everything, isn't it? Like a supermarket, just, well, kind of smaller.
I'm sure Mr. Gregory will be pleased to show you his wares.
Good morning, my dears. What can I do for you this fine day?
There's more of a choice than I would have imagined.
Indeed. Eggs, butter. And you needn't buy the full pack if you're short of a bob or two. There are plenty of folk on a tight budget. I can also sell you matches, paraffin, twine.
You've got loads of vegetables at the front of your shop and some very juicy looking joints of meat hanging on those hooks.
And most reared by myself and Mrs. Gregory. Right here, bacon and chicken, beef suet, lard, hog scratchings, our own homemade faggots. And don't forget the mushy peas.
I'm getting seriously hungry.
And you, dear, you seem to have such strange and uncommon clothing. Perhaps you might like some smart cotton print to make a new frock in a modern style. We have needles and thread and packs of pins.
You have everything, and all your food is making me hungry.
Working up an appetite, I have just the thing. Fish and chips, anyone?
Yes, please.
This looks more up to date. Although the cars look pretty old.
Where better than Hobbs and Sons Fish and Chips? You won't find finer in the Black Country.
Certainly. Smells good.
Hello, you two. What can I get you? I've got the freshest fish round here, delivered from Aberdeen by train this morning. The secret to its taste is in my saffron flour. Makes me chips a delicious crunchy yellow too.
Oh, two portions if you please.
These are delicious. Steaming up.
Ah, we're back in the present. And it looks like we brought the fish and chips with us. Newspaper and all.
And look, Hobbs Fish Shop is still here.
And still doing a roaring trade in fish and chips, given the queue outside. The Black Country is famous for its food. Not just Joseph Hobbs fish and chips, but everyday fare, such as bread puddings, lardy cakes, and of course, haze and bacon. Why don't you roll up your sleeves and try your hand at a spot of cooking? Rock cakes are easy to make and delicious. Don't forget to save one for me.
Black Country Living Museum adventures through time with support from the Arts Fund.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.